Wherever your reparenting journey takes you, let it take you there if it feels like it's healing you.
Hi, I'm Barb Nangle. I want to welcome you to my podcast, Fragmented to Whole, Life Lessons from 12-Step Recovery, where I help people heal their emotional, psychological, and spiritual wounds and make deep, lasting changes in their lives. I'm the founder and CEO of Higher Power Coaching and Consulting. I'm a boundaries coach who specializes in helping women who are focused on what others are thinking and doing and neglect themselves in the process. And I have coached hundreds of people on how to build healthy boundaries using my exclusive Build framework. On this podcast, I share my experience, strength, and hope from recovery. I don't support or endorse any particular 12-step recovery fellowship, and I don't claim to speak for any particular 12-step fellowship. I also don't believe that 12-step recovery is the only way to recover. You might need additional help. I'm an avid beachcomber who collects sea glass, shells, wood, and stones. I am a formerly closeted fan of the Hallmark Channel, especially the Christmas movies. Hello, Christmas in July. I wear fingerless gloves from September to June because my hands are always cold, so I have about 15 pairs. And I get a huge kick out of counting how many days, weeks, and months there are until my birthday or Christmas at completely random times of the year. My hope is that you'll find my words concretely helpful in improving your life, whether you're in recovery or not. If you like what you've heard on this episode, please screenshot it and share it on your social media and tag me at Higher Power Coaching.
This is episode 222, The Evolution of My Reparenting Journey, Reshaping the Past to Heal the Future, Part 2. This is a continuation of the story about how my reparenting practices have evolved greatly in the last few months. Where I left off in the last episode was that I got the idea to start using this new loving version of my dad that appeared in my visualization as an additional inner loving parent. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, go back and listen to episode 221 and also the episodes linked in the show notes in this episode and that one. Those will get you up to speed. Now, not long after I decided to start using this new loving version of my dad to reparent myself, a woman appeared in my visualizations as I was doing reparenting with my inner children. Now, I had initially conceptualized of my inner critical parent as being my dad, but now that he became an inner loving parent, this other character arrived on the scene. I've described her in previous reparenting episodes, and her name is Irene. I don't know how I know that. I just do. Sort of like in a dream, you just know things, but you don't know how you know them. I guess because they just are. So now I have an inner teenager, an inner child, two inner loving parents, Big Mama and my dad, and now this inner critical parent, Irene. Working with my inner loving dad has been absolutely astonishing and enormously healing for me. Once I had built a rapport between him and my inner child, I decided to reparent her with this new version of dad through three specific incidents where my dad traumatized me as a small child. When I did that, I visualized the scenes as they happened in my childhood, except with my new loving dad there, instead of my dad who was an asshole to me frequently when I was a child. Now that he had become a supporting, loving, understanding dad, I realized that he also now understood child development. I think a lot of my dad's problems as a parent came from the fact that he just did not understand what children are capable of and what they're not capable of. He expected adult behavior from me as a child. That is, he just didn't understand child development. Now, I cannot tell you how healing it was to go back through these experiences and reparent myself through them with my new loving dad. I literally recast my past. I now feel like I have a different past because of these experiences, because instead of my dad being a dick and traumatizing me, He acted like an actual loving parent and guided me and protected me and nurtured me and supported me through experiences rather than traumatizing me. When I reparented myself on these three different incidents, I did it 2 times in 1 week with each one of those episodes, and it was almost like my fucking DNA has changed. I also came up with the idea of reparenting not just my inner child, but also my inner critical parent, Irene, which has been huge. Now, this idea just sort of popped up one day. I remember saying to her, you know, Irene, you have been doing this work for a really long time where you've been trying to make sure that we're planning ahead for any possible catastrophes, and it's really stressed you out. And you've been the only one on the job, and I commend you for that. I thank you so much. However, you are not alone anymore. Not only do you have me, the adult Barb, you also have Big Mama, my new loving dad, and then you have all these celestial and angelic beings that I connect with. So you're no longer alone. And Irene was like, oh my God, that is amazing. So I said to her, you do not have to do this anymore. And then at a separate time, I said to her, you know, I know all the things that you've been doing all these years have been with the goal of protecting my inner child and my inner teenager. But I want you to know that the way you've been going about doing it has scared the shit out of them. You've been scaring them, and I know that's not what you want. So I would like for you to relax and turn to all of these other loving beings when you feel like you're alone on the job of trying to make sure that nobody gets hurt, etc., or that we stay out of harm's way or we stay out of trouble. And let me tell you something, this has been so powerful. She has really, really relaxed. Then after episode 218, where I shared pretty vulnerably about my trauma, I reparented myself using my new loving dad regarding the incidents I described in that episode from when I was a teenager. I relived the episodes, except that instead of shitty dad that I encountered in real life, I brought my new loving dad who had his parenting lessons from heaven. And what happened in that situation was, instead of traumatizing me, he sat down with me, he listened to me, he talked with me, he problem solved with me, he set boundaries with me and supported me and made suggestions to me. And it was really incredible. I got to feel what it might have felt like in real life if my dad had been like that. It was very similar in effect to the early childhood experiences where I recast the past with him, and it's pretty miraculous the changes that have happened. The level of fear I had about 6 to 8 months ago, which I might even call terror, was really deep, and it's gone. Some of that fear and terror was fueled by my financial situation, and some of the things I was afraid would happen back then have actually come to fruition, and I am not losing my shit over it. And I think that it has everything to do with this internal work that I'm doing. And then there's something else that I did that is kind of hard for me to describe, so I'm going to call it energy healing. I met this woman, Sitzka DeWard, in a Facebook group with a bunch of other women business owners. I will put a link to her in the show notes in case you'd like to connect with her after I tell you what I experienced. Sitzka was looking for volunteers to receive free energy healing. Again, my words, not hers. So she could work out how to talk about what she was offering. Or anyway, that's what I'm calling it because I don't know how to talk about what she's offering, but I'm always down for supporting other women entrepreneurs. And so I said, hey, I'll sign up. I didn't know what the fuck I was signing up for. And when I got on the call, she asked what I wanted to work on. And I said, you know, I'm not really sure. I don't really understand what I signed up for. So she asked, you know, do you have any pressing problems or anything like that? She named a few topics. And I said, you know, we might as well talk about money since I've been having some weird issues with money come up. So what she did was first she got me into a very relaxed state, and then she guided me with questions, and it led me on this unbelievable journey. So she guided me through a visualization experience where I encountered a bunch of my deceased family members. And what happened as a result of this is that I realized that the scarcity mentality that I grew up with and internalized about not wasting anything, whether it's money, time, energy, resources, supplies, how many steps it takes you to go across the kitchen, not making sure you run the dishwasher unless it's 100% full. That scarcity mentality is not just from my parents, it's from my grandparents. So on my dad's side, his father was a butcher and he worked for 25 years at the same grocery store and then got laid off. And what my dad internalized from that experience was go to college, go to college, go to college, because when you go to college, you have choices. On my mother's side, her father grew up in the Midwest, and there was a long period of his childhood where his family only had cornbread and beans to eat. And as an adult, he still loved cornbread and he still loved beans, but he couldn't eat them together at the same time because it was such an impactful experience from when he was young. So there was scarcity mentality passed down to me through my ancestors, specifically in regard to my grandfathers. And in this visualization with Sitka, I had this experience where both sets of my grandparents and both of my parents were around this table, and there was some kind of bundle on the table. And I later understood that it represented this scarcity mentality that my ancestors passed down to me. And so my family members are around the table. They're trying to unwrap this bundle. It's like brown paper with a bunch of twine around it, and they couldn't unwrap it. And then all of a sudden, my brother Pat appears. He's also deceased. And he comes along with something like Thor's hammer and just fucking smashes that bundle and like yells. He's like, "All right, that's enough. We are not doing this anymore. This shit is over." And what's really ironic is that my brother was a very peaceful guy. This is not how he would have acted in real life. Another thing I know about my brother is that he always seriously had my back. One of the things I realized from this encounter is that he's literally the only family member I've ever had who I could 100% count on. I knew that he had my back on an emotional level. Anyway, what ended up happening was that they decided that somehow both of my grandfathers said to me, "Listen, it's time for you to move on. This shit is not yours. You have a whole new trajectory in front of you. You can let go of this bundle." Now, what has happened since I did this experience with Sitka is that my business has taken off in ways that it had never had before and in ways I had always wanted it to. Now, mind you, in addition to the work with Sitka and all of this reparenting work I've done, I've also done a lot of strategic things differently for my business. So it definitely goes hand in hand, but I don't think the strategic stuff would have worked for me had I not done all of this internal work. The conscious reparenting work I've been talking about in these two episodes, and the stuff that I didn't know would turn out to be reparenting that I did with Sitka. Now, I know that much of what I'm talking about sounds pretty crazy, but you know what? Who cares? It's fucking healing me. So I don't really have a neat way to wrap this up, except to say that wherever your reparenting journey takes you, let it take you there if it feels like it's healing you. I've put links in the show notes to all of the things that I refer to in this episode and the last one. If you want to talk about your reparenting journey or ask me about mine, I would love to hear from you. You can drop me an email, barb@higherpowercc.com, or you can DM me on Instagram @higherpowercoaching. If you're ready to finally have an enjoyable, relaxing summer doing things you really want to do, instead of always following other people's agendas, I have some openings for private clients right now. If you are really tired of saying yes to things you really don't want to do and being overly accommodating to others, this is for you. It's time to start accommodating yourself. Maybe you're dissatisfied with your relationships and overwhelmed with all kinds of difficult feelings because of your interactions with others. If you'd like to get your life in order before the summer hits, go to barbchat.net and sign up for a free 30-minute call with me about my private coaching so we can get started right away. That way, you'll be done by summer. This is for people who are finally ready to make deep, lasting changes in their relationship patterns, including their relationships with themselves, their partners, family, friends, and colleagues. Go to barbchat.net. If you like this podcast, and I'm guessing you did, or you wouldn't still be listening, then you're gonna love the other things I have to offer. If you'd love pre-release podcast scripts and episodes before anyone else gets them, or if you'd love access to content from my private vault that I developed exclusively for my private clients, which is like having a work session with me without me actually being there, go to patreon.com/higherpowercoaching. There are three tiers ranging from as low as $4 up to $24 a month. You'll also love my weekly newsletter, Friday Fragments, which has content very similar to the podcast. You can check it out at fridayfragments.news. That's fridayfragments.news. Please like and subscribe to my podcast on your favorite podcast outlet. I'd also love it if you'd leave a review, which you can do either in the show notes or on Apple Podcasts. It really helps other people find my podcast so they can get the benefits you've gotten from listening. If someone came to mind when you listened to this particular episode, please share it with them. And my favorite place to hang out on social media is Instagram. I'm at Higher Power Coaching. Please DM me there. I'd love to hear what you got from this episode. I run group and private coaching programs on building healthy boundaries. Whether you need help with boundaries in your personal, professional, or romantic life, I can help. Head on over to barbchat.net, where you can hop onto my calendar for a free 30-minute Better Boundaries consultation. My ideal client is someone who is ripe for change. If that's you, I would love to work with you. My goal with all my work is to help you make lasting changes in your life like I've made deep lasting changes in my life. Remember, it's never too late to recover. No one is beyond hope, and healing is possible. Thanks for listening.